Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventure, and the challenges she overcame. The book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Personally, I love My Life in a Book. I tried it with my mom, and I've heard stories I'd never heard before because, you know, they just never came up naturally in conversation. It's easy to use, and my favorite part is it's given me more of an excuse to talk to my mom more. You know, it's not always easy to come up with those on your own. Listener, check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Obscura at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Obscura for 10% off today. Listener, Obscura is supported by people like you. And this month is the best month ever to join the Patreon. Because at the end of the month, I'm going to release an extra large black label. Think 2+ hours long. And beyond that, you get access to a massive backlog of bonus episodes. Hours and hours of Obscura content not released to the main feed. So head over to patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast to get access to bonus episodes, bonus content, and even merch. That's patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast. Thank you.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
September 18th, 2022, North Dakota. State radio receives a 911 call.
911, what is your emergency?
Hello, my name is Shannon Brand. I'm in McHenry, North Dakota. The thing is that I hit a man with my vehicle. I need an ambulance here immediately.
Okay, you hit a person with your vehicle?
Yes.
Okay, I got you on 104th Avenue on Highway 1 and 12th Street. Does that sound right?
You know what? I'm sorry, in these small areas, I don't know the street numbers, but do you need me to stay on the line where you can trace me or whatever?
Yep, I'm working on that right now.
You need to get here immediately.
I'll
stay on the line. You just come here.
Yep, we're working on that right now. Okay, is he conscious and breathing?
Hold on a minute here. I had to walk away to get some signal here so I could talk to you.
During the call, Shannon Brandt tells state radio that he hit a man with his vehicle and requests an ambulance. The man on the ground will later be identified as Kaylor Ellingson.
Yes, he is. I can see movement in him. He's breathing, he's moving. But he's hurt really badly.
Okay, where are his injuries? Do you see?
It looks like his legs may be broken. Other than that, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Okay, what is your name, sir?
My name is Shannon Brandt.
B-R-A-N-D-T?
Yes.
Okay, we're getting everyone paged out right now, and I'll stay in the line with you. Okay, is he on the road, or is he in the ditch? Where is he at right now?
It's hard to explain. It's almost like an alley. His legs are on the road, but his, the rest of his body, his upper body is in the grass. I really don't want to move him unless you tell me I should.
No. We're going to leave him there.
Okay. Trust me, I got my vehicle parked here. I don't think anybody's going to come through here. I can stop him.
Okay, and you said his legs are on the road, his body, I mean, his legs are still attached to his body, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
His body's intact. It just looks like his legs might be bent in some odd ways. I mean, but yeah, he's moving. He's
okay, so you're kind of in an alley?
Yes. Just trust me, if you come to McHenry, there's not going to be anybody moving at this time. I guarantee you, he's going to find me. You know, I'll be here. I got my lights on and everything. You know, if you just get here.
Okay, we're working on it right now.
Okay.
I'm going to stay in line with you, like I said here, okay?
Okay, well, yeah, if you want. I can just sit
absolutely.
Here on the line with you.
Yep.
I just got nothing else to do, but I'm sorry I'm on the road here. If I could move somewhere, I got my vehicle running here, but yeah.
Okay. And you said Shannon Brandt, correct? Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're breaking up now.
Sorry. I'll move back to the original spot. It's kind of tricky around
here. I can't hear you.
Oh, God.
I was.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now you're breaking up.
Yeah, everything ahead of me is gone now.
Oh, crap.
I'm talking to someone else here. It's okay. You said your first
All
name
right.
is Shannon, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you need any more information about me? I'll give you anything you need to know.
Okay. We're just getting everyone there, okay?
I just want to ask you a question. Am I going to go to prison?
Well, we're not worried about that at this point. We want to make sure we get help there, you know, to help that person out, okay?
Well, you aren't worried about it.
Well, right now it's a medical emergency, okay?
Am I going to prison is a curious question to ask about someone hit in an accident. And then the talk about extremist bullshit sort of changes the complexion of the call, doesn't it?
So what happened? Okay. Like, how did this happen?
Well, it was a dance thing here, and it's hard to explain. I was trying to escape him. He wouldn't let me leave. He got on my vehicle. I couldn't get him away from me. I was
okay, so let's back up. You tried to escape from him?
Yes.
He got into your vehicle?
No, not into my vehicle. On the hood of my vehicle. I couldn't get him away from me, and he was threatening me. He was saying something about some Republican extremist group, saying I thought he was part of us. He was calling other guys to come get me, and I couldn't get out of town, and I just wanted to get out of here. I was scared. I never meant to hurt him. I just wanted to get out of here.
Okay. Do you know him at all?
No, I don't know him. I don't know who he is. He scared the hell out of me. This is the thing. I just came here. We had a McHenry days, and I don't know what to tell you. He was babbling some of this extremist bullshit that they talked today. You know.
And where was this at?
Your party. Well, this is McHenry.
Right,
is,
but you said what kind of event did this start at?
Well, we had, it was called McHenry Days, I think. We had it today.
McHenry Days,
on
okay.
Facebook. Look up City of McHenry. Maybe it's not McHenry Days. I don't know. Whatever it's called.
Okay. So, where is it? Is he still in the same spot right now?
Yeah, well, yeah. He's not capable of moving. He's not going anywhere. Trust me. I mean...
Okay, is he talking at all?
No. He's just moaning and groaning, but he's alive. Can I do something to help him? Because, God's sake, I don't want to go to prison. I don't want him dying.
During the 911 call, the dispatcher asked Shannon Brandt routine questions regarding the location of the incident and condition of the individual that was struck. While Shannon Brandt is on the phone with state radio, Shannon Brandt made comments regarding the incident being unintentional and an accident. Listener, I don't think Shannon Brandt is telling the whole truth here. Later, a police sergeant would describe Brandt as visibly intoxicated. Might explain the rambling way in which he speaks on the call.
Well, if he's conscious and breathing. Correct?
Yes, but I also don't know one other thing that you don't understand. He called some people. I don't know if they're coming here for me.
Okay.
All I know is maybe we need police officers here.
Yep, we're getting everyone going. Yep, we're getting them going as well.
I would appreciate that.
Shannon Brandt told the dispatcher, Kaylor Ellingson, wouldn't let him leave and made a phone call to someone, saying something to the effect that you're going to have to come here and handle him. During the investigation, Kaylor Ellingson's phone is later forensically downloaded. On September 18, 2022, from the hours between 2 a.m. and 2:42 a.m., Kaylor Ellingson only received and placed calls to his mother, Sherry Ellingson, and father, Cole Ellingson. Their statements would later contradict Brandt's.
Okay, so this person jumped on the hood of your vehicle, you said?
He didn't jump. He got in front of my... He would not let me leave. He got in front of my vehicle. I guess I wouldn't say that. That was inaccurate. I'm sorry.
I don't know if
I'm going to be able to...
Okay, so he got in front of your vehicle and didn't want to let you leave?
Yes. He was threatening me with something to have to do with... Something with an extremist Republican group, and then he made a phone call. He made a phone call saying, "I thought he was a Republican. I got or something. You're gonna have to come here and handle him." I got scared to death. I didn't know what to do.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay. Okay, so he wouldn't let your vehicle go, then what happened? Hello?
Yes, I just tried to take off and
okay.
He wasn't gonna let me go. I hit him. I didn't mean to. And he's subdued. I was scared to death, but he's subdued. He can't do anything to me now, so this is why I'm calling you.
Right, yep. We're getting there, people there as soon as we can.
I almost just run away, but I thought, geez.
Do you know how serious the injury is?
Okay.
Honestly, if it was a total accident, I wouldn't be scared, but I know it was more than that.
On September 19, 2022, an autopsy of Kaylor Ellingson was conducted at the University of North Dakota Forensic Pathology Center by Dr. Kevin Malley. After the autopsy was completed, Dr. Malley stated that the nature and manner of the injuries that Kaylor Ellingson received indicate that he was on the ground when he received those injuries. Dr. Malley indicates this means the injuries weren't caused from being struck by Shannon Brandt's vehicle as Kaylor hung on, and were instead caused by being ran over. During the processing of Shannon Brandt's Ford Explorer, it was found that there were little to no damage to the front of Shannon Brandt's Ford Explorer. The only damage observed were 5 small cracks in the driver's side grille. The evidence indicates that Brandt wasn't telling the truth, that Kaylor Ellingson was struck as he attempted to block Shannon Brandt, but was instead ran over.
Okay. Is he bleeding from anywhere? Are you able to see?
Hold on. I had to walk away from the body from him to... I lose signal. I'm going to walk up to him, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear me still?
Yep, I can hear you.
I still see him moving. He's moving.
Okay.
I don't see any bleeding, but he was on his back. Now he's on his stomach. I don't see bleeding.
Okay.
He really looks like his leg might be broken. That is what I would... I don't know, but...
Okay.
No, I'll go check it out and come back.
Okay, like I said, we're getting help to your way. Okay?
Okay, I see some lights coming into town. How long ago did you send them here? Would they be here by now?
Well, as soon as you started talking, we got the ambulance paged out, okay?
Okay. Should I move my vehicle somewhere to get... I have it on the road. Should I just pull it off to the side because maybe the ambulance needs to come in?
Well, what I would do is, why don't you put your hazards on so they know that's where you're at, know who you are. What kind of vehicle is it?
It is a 2003 Ford Explorer.
What color is it?
Black.
Okay, can you put your hazards on?
Yes, I got them on right now.
Okay. You said you're kind of in an alleyway there?
Yes.
Okay. So near Jones Ave, does that sound right in McHenry?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, around small areas. I'm really sorry. We don't know this. I just know around here, it's kind of take a left here and take a right.
Right, right. You said we don't know this area? Who else is with you?
Just me.
Oh, okay. You said
oh, wait,
we.
Hold on. I have Jerome Short with me, if you know him.
So you do have someone with you?
Yes, I do. Well, no, he wasn't with me. He just pulled up right now.
Jerome Short just pulled up?
Yes. He's a member of the paramedics locally.
Obscura is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listener, I have to admit, as I get older, I can be a bit of a loner. I find that large gatherings can leave me feeling exhausted. Yet, we all have responsibilities. Sometimes you have to be an adult. Put yourself out there. That said, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery life. I've personally spoken with therapists during hard periods in my life. They've helped me get my head straight and confront my grief head on. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/obscura. Again, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today and get 10% off your first month.
American Criminal is a new true crime podcast from the studio behind American Scandal and American History Tellers. Every week, you'll fall deeper into the riveting stories of the country's most clever, craven, and cruel criminals. Fraud, theft, murder, and worse. Whatever the case, whoever the criminal, you don't know the whole story until now. The debut season tackles one of the most sensational cases of the 20th century, the Menendez murders. In 1989, young Lyle and Eric Menendez brutally shot their own parents. Prosecutors and the press said it was a multi-million dollar inheritance that led two greedy rich kids to murder. But the picture-perfect facade this Hollywood family built hid troubling abuse. Could these teenagers have been driven to kill? Or was it even in self-defense? Listen now. Go to AmericanCriminal.com or search for and follow American Criminal wherever you get your podcasts.
Before the incident, Shannon Brandt and Kaylor Ellingson were allegedly engaged in a political debate. Though, if that is true, can't be fully proven. At the time, Brandt's blood alcohol content level was 0.08. Now, it is generally believed by most there is one of two scenarios that happened. Either A, Brandt ran over Kaylor Ellingson by mistake due to his highly intoxicated state, or B, Shannon Brandt got in his vehicle and intentionally ran over Kaylor Ellingson in an act of political extremism. This is where I should take a moment to clarify something. I am covering this case with a neutral gaze. I covered the murder of Heather Heyer in much the same way. And despite my even-handed coverage, many a listener tends to make up their mind about who I am and what I believe. I'll stay here that I'd be happy to talk politics with you over a beer, but as a general rule, I keep them out of the podcast. With that said, my belief of politically motivated murder is simple. It's wrong. It's evil. You should not kill someone because of wrongthink. I said the same thing about Heather Heyer, and I'll repeat it here. Besides, every person on this planet grows and changes. I haven't met a single person who was the same person they were 5 years ago. We should all be afforded the same opportunity to apply the lessons life grants us. And finally, I'll repeat that the political bent that surrounds this case isn't based on evidence.
Okay, is he out of his vehicle, Jerome?
Jerome, I don't, but literally like 20 minutes ago, maybe? I don't know, 20, 25?
Okay.
Yes. Okay, sorry, just talking to Jerome. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Do you...
I was trying to tell him what happened.
Okay, so do you live in the area then?
Yes, I do. I live in Glenfield, or I'm from this area.
Okay. What is Jerome doing right now?
Jerome is trying to help him in the best way he can. I don't know. He knows this. Trust me, he's a paramedic. He knows this stuff. He looks like he's... I don't know. I don't want to...
Okay. Okay. Just, well. As soon as Jerome can, we'd like to kind of get an update from him, what he thinks, you know, is going on with the patient there.
I'm talking to 911. So do you want to take my phone or should I hand it to Jerome?
If he can talk, yes.
If you can talk, Jerome. Hello.
Hi. Is this Jerome?
Yes, it is.
Okay, this is State Radio. Shannon said that you're a paramedic out there?
I'm an EMT and other ambulance member just arriving, I guess, so.
Okay, so what's going on?
21-year-old male got hit by a car.
Okay. He is alive? He's conscious breathing?
Not conscious, but he's breathing. Got blood coming out of his mouth.
Not conscious?
No, not conscious. He can squeeze my hand, I guess, so.
He can squeeze your hand?
Yes, he can squeeze my hand, so. Has law enforcement been letting know?
Yep, we're getting him going.
Okay. Taylor.
Do you know Shannon that well?
I know who, yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, are we on speakerphone or no?
No, we are not.
Okay, because he stated that he did hit this person. It sounded like it might have been on purpose. I'm just letting you know there because you're there alone right now.
Okay.
So right. We do have law enforcement on the way. We're going to get him there as soon as we can.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
And I'll just stay on the line here until we get some more people there.
What's that?
I'm going to stay on the line until we get more people there. Do you know who the...
He got his dad here right now, so...
What'd you say?
His dad just showed up here right now, so...
Whose dad?
The patient's dad.
Okay, what's the patient's name?
Kaylor Ellingson.
Kaylor Ellingson?
Yes.
Kaylor.
He's talking.
He is talking now? Okay.
not coherently, but he's talking to his dad a little bit, so.
Okay.
Wholesale Taylor, try to hold your head.
Hey, Jerome?
Yes.
Shannon did tell me on the phone that the patient was calling people to try to get someone to come get Shannon, so I don't know if there's a group of people coming or exactly what's going on. Just giving you a heads up.
Sherry Ellingson and Cole Ellingson, who were the parents of the victim, were later interviewed. Sherry said she received a phone call from her son on September 18, 2022, at 2:27 a.m. During the phone call, Kaler told his mother that Shannon Brandt asked who his parents were. Kaler Ellingson said he told Shannon Brandt, and Shannon Brandt said he knew who they were. Kaler Ellingson asked if Sherry Ellingson knew Shannon Brandt. During this call, Sherry Ellingson recalled Kaler Ellingson telling her that maybe he should call his cousins. Sherry said at that point she didn't know if he was feeling threatened. She told her son that he didn't need to do that and that she was on her way to pick him up. At 2:41 a.m., Sherry Ellingson and Cole Ellingson both had a missed call from their son. At 2:42 a.m., she received a call from Kaler. During this call, he told his mother something to the effect of, "They are after me," or "He is after me." Sherry Ellingson said the phone call dropped. That was the last time she spoke with her son.
Okay, all right.
I'm here.
Jerome's here.
Yep.
Good name. Jerome knows what he's doing here. What are you doing? What's your name?
Okay. Are you there?
Yeah, come on now.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. No, I was just trying to talk to the patient out here, too, so.
Yep.
Hold still, Taylor.
Come on, buddy.
Hey, the ambulance pulled up over here, so.
The ambulance just got there?
Yes, I want to get these people to move their cars ahead, so. Yeah, I know, but.
What's that?
Yeah. In here right now, so.
Just
stay still. Taylor, can you tell me where it hurts? Taylor, can you help me?
You still there? Hello? Hello?
Shannon Brandt was originally charged with vehicular homicide and released on bail of $50,000. Then, after some public outcry, the charges were eventually upgraded to include murder, with the maximum penalty for which is life imprisonment, without parole. And at a hearing, Shannon Brandt did not show any remorse.
I have a life and a house and things that I don't exactly want to see, you know, go by the wayside. Family that are very important to me.
But in the end, a plea was made, and in May 2023, Brandt pleaded guilty to manslaughter in connection with Ellingson's death.
Leading local in today's top story, an update now on a deadly run-in that happened in a small town in North Dakota last year. Shannon Brandt of Glenfield was charged with running over and killing Kaler Ellingson. Brandt was in court this week in Carrington, but his charges have now been reduced from murder to manslaughter. That's according to court documents filed on Monday. The incident happened in September of last year after a street dance in McHenry. Authorities say it first appeared the two men were arguing over politics and that Brandt targeted Ellingson. Brandt also told police that Ellingson was a Republican extremist and that he was afraid that Ellingson was calling people to come and get him. Investigators now say there's no evidence that the case was political, nor was Ellingson a Republican extremist. A probable cause affidavit shows that Brandt left the scene and was visibly intoxicated when authorities caught up with him at his home. His trial is set to begin on May 30th. Brandt faces up to 10 years if found guilty of manslaughter.
He was sentenced to 5 years in prison, with 1 year credit for time served. Listener, I'm going to be honest with you. Something doesn't sit right about that charge. We heard in real time as Brandt's story changed multiple times over the course of a 911 call. And what about that distressed phone call Kaler's mother received shortly before her son's death? What about Brandt chasing him? Why was Kaler ran over and not struck? There are a lot of questions that are left unanswered. And I have to ask myself, is getting loaded on alcohol before running someone over a free ticket to a lighter sentence? No, none of this sits right with me.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.